The new coronavirus is pushing millions of people across the globe into starvation, including many here in the U.S. New numbers today show that nearly one in five children in America is not getting enough to eat. Among the most vulnerable groups are recent refugees and undocumented immigrants. As the world's Rupa Shenoy reports, activists are scrambling to help.
In Queens, New York, under the elevated train tracks, the line for food stretches farther than you can see. Through a bullhorn, Walter Sinche directs people to tables stacked with prepackaged food. He's the founder of the nonprofit community organization Alianza Ecuadoriana Internacional.
Mantengamos la distancia.
Sinche is originally from Ecuador. In March, he got sick with COVID-19, like thousands of others in Queens, as it became an epicenter of the disease. Sinche blames overcrowding because the rent is so high.
And that's how this virus has spread so quick, and there's hundreds of people that die in our community because of this.
Sinche recovered in time to help deal with a sudden crisis. Food supply lines had been disrupted, and people in his community had lost jobs. Families were going hungry, and food banks were running low. In early April, Sinche got an email from a woman in Manhattan asking how she could help. Vivian Sorensen is a producer for the Food Network TV show Chopped, so she knows a lot of chefs. When Sinche told her hungry people needed food fast, Sorensen knew who could help.
And as they started reaching out to me, I started putting them in touch with chefs and with World Central Kitchen.
World Central Kitchen is a nonprofit that gets food to starving people in many parts of the world. With their help, Sinche's organization now feeds more than 1,000 people a day. He has volunteers regularly disinfect the distribution area, sidewalks and all. Many who come get food are undocumented and are still working.
The delivery guy, the construction worker who's still building or maintaining the city, they're also essential workers, and they're not getting any benefit.
Even though they pay taxes, they're not getting any financial assistance, and they don't have health care if they get sick. Their families are struggling, and the food Sinche helps provide eases the strain.
And that's what motivates me and keeps me alive, pretty much.
On the opposite side of the country, Rowan Pish says something similar.
It's pretty kind of scary, you know. It's stressful, but at the end of the day, you know, I feel grateful, thankful, you know, like I did something good.
Pish is a Khmer refugee who fled genocide in Cambodia as a child. He was nearly deported by the Trump administration last year because of a 20-year-old felony. After activism by the Center for Empowering Refugees and Immigrants, or CERI, in Oakland, California, officials expunged Pish's record, allowing him to stay in the country. Now Pish grocery shops and helps deliver supplies to Khmer refugee elders and some of their children and grandchildren. That amounts to about 1,000 people.
They supported me a lot through thick and thin, like to the rallies, support letters. It's time for me to show, like, they care for me, they've been there for me, now it's my turn to show, like, we got each other back, you know?
There's a lot of logistics that we're talking about.
Kate Wadsworth works with Pish at CERI. They got funding to keep their operation going, and the job allows Pish to help support his 5 kids.
It's been hard for him. You know, he's like, oh my gosh, this person didn't answer the phone. And, you know, what kind of chicken do they want? And this person's mad because they said I didn't deliver it, but I did deliver it.
Okay, you can come forward now.
Thank you.
Sure. What is your name?
In Dallas, Texas, the best solution the International Rescue Committee found to feed 60 refugee families was a stand at a busy intersection near where they live.
Here you go. Baby food, wipes, formula, all in there, okay?
IRC coordinator Isabella Chamberlain wears a mask and gloves as she hands out food and supplies. She says the newest refugees from Sudan, Afghanistan, and Myanmar are among those who need the most help.
That population is really struggling. And it's often because their first jobs are hourly workers and their hours immediately get cut or they get laid off and they don't qualify for unemployment benefits right now because they haven't been here long enough.
People drop off donations and Chamberlain goes to farms and greenhouses to pick up produce. She and other volunteers disinfect every item before sorting the supplies into bags. She says setting up the whole system so quickly was daunting.
But it's all about action right now. I think the time to really
sort through our feelings will probably come later, because there's just people in need and there's no time to be overwhelmed.
If she and others across the country hadn't acted fast, Chamberlain says, people would have starved. And if they don't keep it up, people might still go hungry. For The World, I'm Roopa Shenoy.